is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Brandon, and I love preview shows. Come see the shows, and we'll talk about them.
I love preview shows. I actually just kind of like them.
I hate preview shows, but my name's Dan. Let's start the show, yeah.
What's your name? I'm Panda. Forgot to say that. And I still like them. Get a load of that, Jack.
This is Deck the Hallmark, yeah! Preview.
That time of year where we take stock in our lives and what we've done so far, and we look ahead to the things we'll do in the future.
Let's go!
Spring, what is it? Spring fling?
Spring fever.
Spring fever.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Yeah. What did it used to be? Spring into love.
Spring into love? Get out of here.
They got rid of the fever. They
were like, wary and spring into love?
They said the last thing we need right now is to be reminded about fevers. No, so we'll do spring into
fling,
love.
I think would make sense.
Yeah, but it's more than just a
fling. Has it ever been spring fever before?
I don't know.
Never. You made that up, right?
I might have.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever called it spring. They definitely didn't call it that last year mid-pandemic, right?
That'd be a oversight.
Yeah, I mean, they've not that they've ever had an oversight before.
Let's see. Hallmark Channel, spring fever. Let's see if anything pops up. While I do that, guys, what's new with ya?
Oh, man,
Didn't we talk yesterday?
No.
We didn't?
Nope.
Wow. You're right. This is a how was your weekend situation?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it was so good, guys.
I mean, you and I talked on the phone yesterday. It was a landline conversation. Yeah. We do that
once a month.
Yeah, the landline conference call. You guys remember.
Yeah, it's really good. It's difficult because my internet's always, I have to turn it off while we're on the landline.
That's right. It makes it tough. Yeah. You got a prodigy.
Dial up is just it's brutal.
Mm-hmm. I think it was spring fever in 2018.
Yeah, that checks. That checks.
Yes, 28 spring fever 2018.
That's before we were watching them.
Then they moved it to fling.
Yeah.
In 2019.
And now it's spring into love.
Springing into love. Mm. That's exactly right.
Man, such great.
Gotta feel good about this crop of movies. How many films do we have to preview this evening?
We have five films to preview this morning, Dan. And I'm very much looking forward to it. I have to say,
we're gonna give them like 1 out of 5 daffodils.
Why are you so snarky today?
Do you want to go take a walk?
I'd love to.
Because
can I take a break?
No.
Okay.
But you can drop the attitude. You can drop the sarcasm. Just
you think what I said so far removed from what's actually going to happen? What's it going to be? Is it going to be tulips?
It's not that it's so far removed.
Is it going to be Irish clovers?
Did your mom never teach you about tone?
Yeah.
And like the motivation behind words matter? So when you say, what are we going to do? Daffodils? The way you say it makes it not sound.
Okay, so what are we going to do, Brian?
I think we might do daffodils.
Daffodils, definitely.
It's a daffodil, okay. And then you can cream the daffodils. Let's we have two creams forward. To play with and five daffodils. Two creams for five movies, guys. Yep. So don't blow all your creams in one.
You don't want to blow your creams up front.
No, you don't.
No.
I'm excited about this crop. I'm very excited about... Did you watch the trailer?
It's a real bumper crop of spring into love movies.
Did you watch the trailer for the first movie?
No, I haven't watched any
trailer. It's a goodie.
Yes, you guys raved about the Butler's trailer. How'd that go for you?
Great. It was a good time.
No, it wasn't.
You guys ready to dive into this?
Let's do it.
Born ready.
This is the kickoff of Spring Into Love.
Yes.
The movie is called A Second Chance.
Yes. Zero daffodils.
At love. It is.
There has to be a movie called A Second Chance at Love on Hallmark already.
I want to tell you. Chance at Love. It is starring Gloria Rubin.
Oh. Ooh, bunch of Rubin heads out there.
Alvina August.
Oh, she's great.
And she's Jared Joseph.
Deliver Christmas, Deliver by Christmas.
Yes. But she is not the lead. This is an interesting one because she's trying to set up her dad or something like it's an older, like the two leads are older, which is nice. You can get these 20 something year old kids like love, you know,
the movie's called A Second Chance at Love.
It's called A Second Chance at Love.
This is unreal. Hallmark has a movie called Love Second Chance.
No.
A Second Chance with Your First Love and a Godwink Christmas Second Chance First Love. Just stop, man. Just stop. Oh, one of those might not be Hallmark. I just I misread that. But the all three of those.
Gloria Rubin is from ER and Lincoln. Alvina August is from Nancy Drew. Jared Joseph is from Rogue. Hopefully he doesn't go rogue here. You guys know what I mean? And then there's Eric LaSalle from ER and Coming to America. This is a Second Chance at Love. It is premiering on Saturday, March 26th. And here we go. On the surface, Alicia, played by August, and Arnold's, played by Joseph, marriage is picture perfect. However, there is something amiss. Arnold is ready to grow their family, but subconsciously, Alicia is hesitant to the idea. Rather than face the problems head on, Alicia...
She's subconsciously hesitant to the idea? So consciously into him, she's all in?
But subconsciously, Alicia is hesitant.
So she's not voiced those consciously yet?
No, not yet.
So she's like, yes, I do want to have kids. But subconsciously, she has.
She doesn't. She has reservations.
Okay, good.
Rather than face the problem head on, Alicia, the self-proclaimed quote-unquote love doctor, immerses herself in her divorced parents, Jack and Brenda.
Diane.
Their dating affairs by setting them each up on a blind date dating app. I think it ends up being together, the two. So that's the movie. That's what we got. Panda, kick us off. 1 out of 5 daffodils.
I feel like this love doctor kind of thing is kind of getting a little bit played out. So
they don't do it often. Whenever they do it, it's a disappointment.
Yeah,
but this is with like parents. It's two older leads.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'll go 3 daffodils. 3 daffodils.
I'm going 4 daffodils.
4 daffodils.
And I'll cream it.
4 and a cream.
4 and a cream.
You're feeling froggy.
I'm feeling froggy. I saw this trailer and I said, I wish this was on right now. I'm excited for this movie. I think it's going to be really good. And if you can't cream this one, what can you cream? That's kind of my philosophy. To pull back the curtain, that's kind of my philosophy.
Of course.
The way that I am kind of thinking.
Allocate your creams, yes.
Yeah. Dan?
The movie and your description gets 0 daffodils. Alvina August gets 1 daffodil. She's delightful. Great in Delivered by Christmas. Great in Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Great in The Boys. She's great in everything she's in. Big fan of hers. She gets 1 daffodil. 1 daffodil for me.
Up next, we have Just One Kiss. This is with Krista Rodriguez. That was the only one I had a long boy for. So the rest of these will be short boys. And I don't have
Just One Kiss could be the title of every Hallmark movie. Correct?
Just One Kiss. Krista Rodriguez, Santino Fontana, Alina Douglas, and Ada Turturro. Through a series of chance encounters, sparks fly between college literature professor Maya, played by Rodriguez, and Tony, played by Fontana. A headliner at a at a Manhattan supper club.
You were going for onomatopoeia there at some point.
At a Manhattan supper club.
Yeah. The supper club with Manhattan can trip you up.
Yeah. Unbeknownst to them, thank you, Panda, Maya's mother, Marlene, played by Douglas, and Tony's mother, Sophia, played by Turturro, are working some maternal matchmaking magic. Panda.
Oof.
Does the supper club get you?
I'm rereading.
Okay, pulled it up on you're my rereading phone. It. So my reading didn't do it. Can you read it?
Through a series of chance encounters, sparks fly between college literature professor Mia and Tony, a headliner at a Manhattan supper club. Unbeknownst to them, Mia's mother, Marlene, and Tony's mother, Sophia, are working some maternal matchmaking magic.
What's a supper club?
That's exclusive.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive.
Yeah, it's like a book club, but food.
And he's a headliner, so he does music maybe?
Guys, there's just not a lot to go on with this. I'm not real excited about it. I love a good supper club. I'm gonna go two daffodils.
I'm gonna echo that. Two daffodils for me. I do think there's something here. I love, you know, matchmaking mamas. And I saw him live, by the way.
I saw Matchmaking Mamas.
Phenomenal show.
Dude, the second act.
The fact that they are not headlining yet.
It's crazy.
Is a crime against humanity.
They do a two-act opener.
opener. And I had started it before you said it. And that's on me. I just didn't audible.
What do you mean audible? It's a two-act opener.
It's a two-act opener. Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, they've opened for all kinds of very famous bands, but if you
But they say them, we need a quick five spot in the middle.
That's right. Oh my gosh. They do 15, they go off for five, they come back on for 15.
It's amazing.
It's a two-act opener.
Two-act opener. You don't need it. And the great thing is you don't need another opener because they're basically two openers.
Yeah, it's Matchmaking Mom.
So I do like that side of it. I'm intrigued by a supper club. I personally don't have any experience clubbing at supper. So I'm intrigued by the whole thing. So two for intrigue. Dan?
This is maybe the first time I've ever done this. Zero daffodils. However, a cream for the fact that I've never heard supper club mentioned in a Hallmark movie description before. So zero daffodils. I have no confidence in this movie. Cream for supper club, though.
Okay. Panda, buckle up.
I know.
He's following along.
Buckle up. Hold your creams tightly. I know you got the trimbies, hold on.
Big trembles to on your this cream, one, gang.
A royal runaway romance.
Is it going to be a royal road trip?
Yes, it is, my friend.
Man.
Yes, it freaking is.
Starring Philippa Northeast, Branch Daughtry, Sarah Jane Redmond, and Vincent Gale.
Got the heavy hitters.
Princess Amelia of Bunbury, played by Northeast, travels across America to explore a budding romance with an artist. Only to fall in love with her bodyguard, Grady, played by Daughtry. This is dope.
So good.
Panda, what you got, buddy?
You have royalty. You have a road trip. Yeah. You have romance.
Yeah.
Five daffodils. I can't use both creams, can I?
You can if you want.
I'll allow it.
I'm going to double cream the movie.
You should.
He double creamed it.
Double creamed. All in, I could not be more on board for this movie. Thank you.
I love that she's falling in love with her bodyguard.
Right? I imagine there are going to be shenanigans that he's having to draw her out of. It's going to be, oh my gosh, her heart's going to get broken at one point from the artist.
You think so? Or is she going to be the heartbreaker?
No, I think she gets her heart broken from the artist, and the bodyguard is there to swoop in.
And this has heartbreak written all over it for you.
Five daffodils, my final cream. This is the movie of the year.
Yep.
This is the movie of the year thus far.
Thus far.
All I'm saying is this right here is how I imagined people felt about the Wedding Veil movies that, like, maybe they liked them. Like, this is the one.
Is it wrong that I have this circled on my calendar? I am so pumped.
What do you mean you have this circled on your calendar?
I don't have a physical.
Why do you need to lie about this?
I'm going to add it into my Google calendar.
I'm still not circling it on a physical calendar.
Well, I don't have a physical calendar.
Why are you going to put it on your calendar, though? You watch
it anyway. Also, you said it's a reminder that I have it on there. It's weird that you said that.
No. It's weird that I have this. It's a turn of expression. I have it circled on my calendar. I'm excited.
I'm pretty sure you said literally, though.
You did. You're like, is it weird that I have this circled on my, isn't it?
No, it's been one that I'm anticipating.
Are you now Italian?
I literally am Italian, Dan. You dummy.
You've never
you
done
dummy,
this.
Dummy, dumb, dumb, dumb.
You're big Italian boy. You told Kelly Clarkson that. You remember that?
Yeah. And that made it to air.
Yeah, it did not. You know what I think I'm realizing is that Brant Daughtry is a guy that I think does a really good job with these.
Is it not Daughtry?
It's Daughtry. It's not D-A-U-G-H. T-E-R-Y. It's D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y.
He's just saying I'm coming spellings.
Home. No, it is. And You're really putting it on your calendar now? Is that what you're doing?
I told you I'm going to do it.
He's in Christmas Movie Christmas, which is fun. He was in The Baker's Son, which is surprisingly charming.
The Baker's Son.
Can you need me? Sorry, we've done it. We've done it. I don't know what we're doing.
Lindo tonight.
You don't love me. Please just make this bread taste all right.
Pumpernickel. Maybe add a slice of rye.
Okay.
It's not just anyone.
Any sub.
Any sub.
Baker's Son. That didn't work at all. Dynamite dropping.
I was really excited. I thought he was on to something.
I'm gonna go two daffodils, highest rating yet. Yeah! Two daffodils.
Oh yeah. Dan likes the movie. Dan likes the movie.
Dan's good. This is gonna be Dan. I'm gonna do a reenactment of Dan. On April 10th when we record this. This is when he's gonna sit there and be like, Guys,
is that what I do? I close my eyes and say, guys?
This is a good movie. It's a good movie.
It's great.
That's a nice movie. Oh, you want for me? It's a good movie.
I mean, man, uncanny.
I didn't know you do impressions, man.
Man, I've heard your Regis.
Do me.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Guys, I freaking loved this movie.
Not bad.
Yeah. All right. I think you guys are going to be heartbroken by this movie, by the way. You guys have set it up for success. When you do that, you typically come back.
Can you shove off?
I wish it was more this or more Road Trip. Go ahead.
Up next, we got Love, Classified.
Ooh, this sounds good.
This is Saturday, April 16th, by the way. This is starring Melora Hardin.
Melora.
Melora. Ariane Mandy, Catherine McNarma, and Max Lloyd Jones. They got the MLJ.
The MLJ? Dude,
the MLJ.
I'm saying.
Man, it's big time.
Romance novelist Amelia, played by Hardin, is a whirlwind who blows back into the lives of her adult children.
Hmm. What are you talking? Like, who wrote that?
That's setting us up for just failure.
Romance novelist
Amelia. Write a plot.
Romance novelist Amelia is a whirlwind who blows back into the lives of her adult children. Are the people who write these synopses like just trying? Like,
do we have a contact? Is Ron Del Rio attached?
I don't have a contact for this one. No, the only one I have a contact for is the first one, and I can pull that up at the end if you'll remind me, if you'll allow. Blowing back into the life of her adult children. Taylor, played by McNarma, and Zach, played by.
There's no way this person's name is McNarma. You know, right now.
I'm pretty sure it's McNamara.
McNamara?
You McNamara. Idiots.
Both of you read a book.
No.
Words?
There's no, it's Mick. It's
McNamara.
McNamara.
Is it McNamara?
Yeah, McNamara. McNamara.
That's how you say that. Dolts. Yes. That's how you say that. Are you
kidding
me?
Why do you get
me?
So upset?
Is there an MAC in McDonald's?
Yes.
There's not MAC.
Big Mac.
A Big Mac, yes. M-A-C. Big Mac, yes.
Big Mac.
It's McDonald's.
It's McNamara.
It's not McDonald's.
No,
I'm just telling you.
McNamara.
And I'm just, but that was a bad example.
It was a bad example. McNamara, though.
Guys, you got on the record. McNamara. Got on the record.
What did you say the first time? McNarma? Can I get a McNarma? Can you upsize that? A Diet Coke would be great.
What goes around comes around.
Gosh, I could use a McNarma right now. I'm hungry.
You can't read.
Okay. I'm going to try this again from the top without the interruptions.
Okay. Does it have McNarma in it, though?
Yes.
That's the Panda's Next Double Decker, McNarma Shwarma.
It's McNarma Shwarma.
A romance novelist Amelia is a whirlwind who blows back into the lives of her adult children, Taylor and Zach, under the pretense of a book signing arranged by her hometown's local bookshop.
That doesn't seem like great
As Amelia tries to reconnect, Taylor and Zach explore new and past relationships through an app that boasts old-fashioned human connection by way of classified ad.
What?
There's an app that puts ads?
Classified ads?
No.
No, this...
Zach is given a chance to heal.
The classifieds.
Zach is given a chance to heal old wounds while Taylor matches with a woman that changes the way she always thought about love. I'm going 3 daffodils out of sheer confusion. I don't know how an app creates a classified ad. I don't really understand the first sentence of this and why they tried to do that the way they did it. So 3 daffodils for sheer confusion. Panda?
I'm confused. Do we have a same-sex love interest here?
I think so.
That's interesting. That's for a lead?
No, it's the secondary. It's not the top billing.
It's one of the leads.
Yeah, it's one of the leads, though.
It's a mom and then 2 kids.
Yeah,
and so one of the 2 kids is.
But it's like Christmas House. Sure, like, they're not going to make. I mean,
this is bold for them out of Christmas season. They haven't done one that has like so prominently.
I mean, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah. Plot sounds interesting enough. I'm confused about app classified ads.
Yeah,
I don't know how you're going to merge those two. 2 big boys together, but let's do it. I'm going to give it 4 daffodils.
I was trying to save my cream for the last movie just as a full grab bag of who knows what it is. It's hard not to cream for McNarma, though, because I think that's really where the charm is. I'll just give McNarma a daffodil, and we can move on from there.
That's fair. Can you, politely shove off.
How many R's do you think are in McNarma?
I'm just trying to get through it. I'm just trying to get to the meat and the taters.
Yeah, who cares if you pronounce people's names wrong?
I don't. People pronounce my name wrong all the time.
Brandon Gray?
Yeah.
What do they say?
I don't know. Brendan?
Brendan Gray.
Brendan Gary?
Brendan Gary.
All the time.
Man, that's a classic.
Brian. And I know Brendan Gary.
Brian. Brian from John
WGN. That's exactly right. Last one. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
A Tale of Love. Ooh. This is April 23rd. This is Brittany Bristow. Haven't seen that name in a minute. And Chris McNally. Oh, boy. Dan, you got 2 creams left? Or you got 1 cream left? Just got 1 okay. Left, yeah. I just wanted to. You're the only one with creams. So.
That's right.
And you can't hold them. They don't roll over.
They do not. There's no rollover creams.
There's no rollover creams. It's exactly right.
Use them or lose them.
Bella, played by Bristow, learns her dog's rescue's future is in question. Her dog rescue's future.
Okay, that makes more sense. You put a plural on dog as well.
It's her dog's. Is the dog actually owns the rescue?
Her dog has a rescue.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, first of all.
Woof.
Learns that her dog rescue's future is in question when they lose funding from their main sponsor, a dog food company that's being sold. The late owner's son, JR, played by McNally, is a soldier. Oh,
who shot JR, though? That's what I'm asking.
You'll never know.
He's a soldier who is home on leave to handle the sale. During a visit to the rescue, JR quickly bonds with...
Oh, boy.
Indy?
Yep.
A retired military dog they just took in and begin spending more time there. When Bella learns that the rescue's property is also being sold, she turns to JR for help with finding the missing document, proving her grandparents purchased the land many years before.
You remember when you said that you only have 1 long boy? Yeah.
Usually the ones on the website are not long.
Dude, troops... And dog rescue. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm glad I saved my cream because I'm going to go 2 daffodils and a cream for the dog rescue. I'm all about dog rescue.
You are all about dog, but you're not about the troops. Movies.
I am about the troops. Want to get that out of the way first. The troop movies are not my favorite.
You have a tough time with it. That's but the military dog movie with Doc Ducklin.
And Danica McKellar.
That we
real
didn't,
bad.
Okay. I was going to say we didn't hate it. I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Something about summer. It's the summer.
Sunshine.
Love and Sunshine.
Love and Sunshine.
Yep. Yeah, we did that with old Alonzo. He was not visiting Hatch, New Mexico.
That's exactly right. Panda?
Yeah, I'm going to do 3 daffodils. I've already used both creams on the Royal Roadhouse. No, Royal
Runaway. Roadhouse.
That would be good.
Man, no kidding. You got a Patrick Swayze spinoff. Oh, man,
that would be amazing. Yeah, 3.
Fair enough. I am going 3 and then an extra half for the return of the Bristow and McNally, because I like both of those people. We did it, everybody. We did it. Congratulations. Can't wait. Make sure you come back tomorrow for the ranking episode where we'll take a step back, choose how to act, and talk about the movies.
How to act?
Yeah, that's how we. That was what we said when I worked at camp.
It's how you die.
Yeah, it would be like when you're talking to the kids. Yeah. It's like, let's take a step back and choose how to act.
Man, sounds like a rap. Like,
yeah,
maybe DC Talk would have had on like New Thing or something.
Yes, exactly right. And we will rank the movies thus far in 2022. It's going to be tough because I don't know logistically.
If there's a good one,
because we have the like real movie territory, like things get rocky.
Yeah, yeah.
How
we don't have enough movies to put in all 5 of those categories. I think we have like 7 or 8 movies.
We'll figure it out tomorrow. Until then, maybe we're the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.